Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, Chartists, just a quick reminder, if you want to hear this episode with no ads, as well as all of our episodes with no ads, as well as get To Charted, our bonus show every week, and all the past Preem streams, go to the Chart Mart. That's at whochartedpod.com. If you sign up for a year, you get 2 months off. So again, whochartedpod.com. We call it the Chart Mart. A lot's happening there. See you there.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who Charted?
It's time for episode 604 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. Sultan of Sama, a.k.a. Chart Linkletter. And this is Who Charted? What's up, Star?
What's happening? What's happening right now?
I did the theme was it was pumped up in my phones.
Interesting.
I think
some pregnant pauses there. I didn't know if you were being.
Yeah, I was like
Ted Koppel, like trying a new voice.
No, I felt like when they play Metallica against the terrorists, just to drive them out of their holes. I was just like, okay, I can see why this works. I can't think. I can't think right now. But hey, it's great to be here. Welcome to Checkpoint Training Camp. Wow. Everybody's at football now. They got their new helmets and they're out there. Today's the day.
So they just keep working on those helmets.
We keep working on it.
Yeah.
And but it's late. It's late summer, squeezing some summer. It's still July. You can do it, but
you can do it once it's August.
The signs are out there.
It's like once it's August, it accelerates to the end. So
yeah,
just
they start transitioning and people start. It seems like the last month of any season is preparing for the next one. So that's why we start early, gang. And hopefully you had a summer. But let's meet our guest. We'll check in. We'll see if she had herself a summer. Here she comes now. Whoa. You can check her out August 4th at the Elysian Theater, where Vubi TV Plus presents Horny Bitch, her solo show. Give it up for returning chart guest, Allison Stevenson. What's
Hello.
Up, Allison?
I'm waiting for the song to finish.
It's like we got the seats right by the speaker at the rave.
The best place to be, yeah.
Right on. Hey, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Yeah, we know that you are busy with this solo show, preparing this, getting this ready.
Mm-hmm,
Vubi TV.
Vubi TV
acquired
Plus has
your talents.
Has given me the honor of a comedy special
on
their streaming platform.
Nice.
And it's just going to be me. I'm the only person who's making original content for them. So it's
cool.
Of a big deal.
Wow. Yeah. There's pressure on you, huh?
Yeah.
The whole franchise.
Pretty. It's me and seasons 1 through 6 of MASH. So.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Doobie-doo. You got that in the bag.
I love it. As soon as Horny Bitch ends, you'll just hear.
Yeah, the most depressing theme song of all time.
Incoming. Wounded. Coming into our sitcom.
That song used to just destroy me as a kid. Like Saturday morning cartoons would end, and then that would just come on so jarringly, that MASH theme, and it just felt like the good times were over every single time.
Suicide is painless.
Yeah.
Well named. And then, then they depressed, but it was supposed to be funny. Wounded people were coming in. It was
funny. You get why this is funny? I thought it was funny.
If you sort of understood, but like I had the same experience. No one explained it as a kid. So you just go from kids stuff to that song and you go, oh, is there going to be like, you know, a magic little witch that comes out, you know, that follows the sound of that flute and it's just dead teenagers and stuff.
Right. Medical emergencies.
Yeah. Kids who got wrapped up in something. They
but there's like a horny guy.
True that.
There's like, you know, there's some funny elements. There's sexual assault too on top of dead bodies.
Oh yeah.
Hilarious. Oh,
yeah. Glinger, there's cross dressing.
Yeah. Groundbreaking.
Middle America, I'm sure, loved it. Hey, great to have you back. We're gonna check out some music charts. We're gonna check in with all the festival happenings right now. There's crazy stuff going on, feuds, all kinds of stuff. So we'll get to that as we get to this music chart. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? Fucking NFTs?
Ooh.
Tunes. All right.
Wow, the explicit version.
Yeah, you know, I'm going hard.
Tipper Gore is upset. She's going to come after us.
Hey, man, she better understand. What was her thing? Your face is my toilet paper. That was one of the lines from the songs she was going after.
Whoa, she said that?
No, but she had to read it. Somebody read it at one of the hearings. But it was like crucifix or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
they grabbed the worst shit they could find that sold like 20 copies.
The best promotion they could have ever asked for.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like a pickup line. Like I could see that on Tinder. Like, oh, can my face be your toilet paper?
How do you respond to that? Eggplants or something?
I think I might be with Tipper Gore on this one. That's just too far. That's too far.
And
I don't need to hear that.
Yeah, some might say not far enough. So.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Do you think she fucks with NFTs?
Tipper?
Yeah.
She probably is one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see her keeping up with the kids in the art, in the Discord.
Art.
I couldn't see her keeping up with that. Art.
The art world.
Drawings.
All right, we got the Spotify chart. This is the top in the USA.
Okie doke.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Bad Bunny, Chencho Corleone, Me Porto Bonito.
I got a translation of this.
I like that. Oh yeah?
Yeah, they're calling Jen a traitor for marrying Ben Affleck.
They get his name.
They're going after her.
No wonder.
Yeah.
A traitor.
Mm-hmm. She's Jen Affleck now.
Jen Affleck.
Not even hyphen Lopez, just straight up Affleck.
Wait, is she really?
Yeah, she took the Affleck.
That's fucking stupid. That's an awful
Did you see
name.
That picture of him? Do you see that picture of him passed out like on the yacht?
Yeah, he's exhausted from all the
amazing.
Public dates and all the. It's just like,
yeah.
I would say I feel like he's under the same pressure that Charles was under to get with Diana. Like it's just like they're forcing. It's like who? Are
Why do you think it's him? What if she's the one being pressured?
Who's pressuring her?
publicists? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could both be getting pressured that way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, I don't think it's him going, hey, we got to get more pictures. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, true, TMG, true. They don't have a good shot of us. Come on.
Sure, sure.
Come
sure.
on. I think he's the guy who's like, another me. Ay, ay, ay. And then he goes out on the yacht. And then it's like, mm-hmm. he lied and said he was like going fishing or something. But he's just like. Takes a few at bars and just conks out. It's his only right. respite.
But he's got to know that that's the photos being taken of him. There's got to be a level of self-awareness there.
Maybe that's it. He wants maybe. To get caught looking like he doesn't like it. And then he's got another one.
He wants to be a meme.
Or he wants out, yeah. I think, because he started crying. Like yesterday, they just caught him. He was just crying.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're up on this. I haven't heard any of this.
I haven't.
This
either.
Is interesting.
Yeah, you know, these are you know, this is my childhood training. It's like, watch for the traps, watch for the pitfalls.
So, remember when we thought? The guy's in. Do you remember when we thought Jennifer Lopez had like a huge ass?
Yeah, that I was. I remember being confused
she was
by
like
that
starter huge ass.
Yeah,
it was just like a normal sized ass. And I remember, people were like, oh, it's so big.
I remember even at the time being like, where can I see this ass? Because she would never really turn
yeah, you
around.
You get to see it.
And I would be like trying to, like, I want to just see this thing everyone's yeah. talking about. And it was hard yeah. to get a glimpse. I remember thinking that maybe that we were being sold a lie like a long time ago. And I'm glad it's coming out now.
Well, now that there's actual normal. Real ass, big, huge asses out there, not real.
yeah, I think I Jennifer love Lopez, that
she had a real ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We now just evolved.
Big old yeah, butts everywhere.
Big. yeah. She gave us permission to grow them out.
Yeah. Yeah. She was it. She walked so we could run or whatever.
Right. It's yeah. kind of like the.
She junked so we could trunk.
It's like the 3-pointer in NBA. You right. know, it just used to be this really miraculous thing to hit a 3-pointer yeah. every now once in a while.
Now it's just same old, same old.
I mean, I guess it's progress.
Right.
Yeah. She's the Steph Curry of ass. right on. How about that? And right. Let's see what's coming up next.
Coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
Joji with Glimpse of Us.
Cause sometimes I look in her eyes and that's where I find a glimpse.
Was this from a TV show? Why is this on the charts?
This is all over TikTok.
Is it?
Yeah, this is a TikTok song.
What do people
for sure.
do with it? Do they just play it in the background or do they dance to it?
I think it's like a trend. I see it a lot when people post pictures of like their dead pets.
Oh,
it's very stuff. Sad and emotional.
Yeah. It's not suitable for summer, gang. We're trying to squeeze out a little more July right here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, because animals don't die in July.
Hey, Star, can we chop some of that?
yeah.
that hey, listen, a little too harsh. Bananarama, Cruel Summer, then you got Lana Del Rey. I mean, can we get through one summer without these downtrodden downer tunes? Please. One summer. That's all I ask.
Can I chart transplant that real quick just for anyone who maybe wants some sentimental sure. but you, doesn't want that?
You're going to give us
bummer?
Some suitable?
Sure. We don't even have to listen. I just want to shout out Joni Mitchell at Newport
oh my God.
A Folk Festival. Did you see that?
Joni Mitchell. I mean, talking the about return- it's another
okay?
challenging one.
Yeah, what's happening with Howard right now? I'm just saying.
I thought we were going to transplant the somber song your, with a happy song, and then we go,
no,
Joni Mitchell.
That was my point
yikes.
Was just
yikes.
Like, if you do, if you're not like Howard and you want something of quality that's more in that.
If you're not like zone. Howard and you want something of quality.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Well, you got you listen, dug
listen
your way out.
All I'm saying, Joni Mitchell's comeback at Newport Folk Festival is legendary, and there's videos coming out about it, and it's like it really does.
Oh, there's
make
new,
you feel
there's new.
Something.
I'm gonna check
this.
That out. I
yeah,
will check it,
okay.
her.
I thought you just randomly in, going, hey, she was good at that.
No, man, she's been out of you know, she had health issues. She was out for like 10 years, and this is like it's just amazing to see her sing
I'm glad
again.
She's back.
And
she
does both sides now, and it's like everyone on stage is crying. It's insane. You just have to see the footage. It's worth it.
Right on. Let's get a third somber track in that slot. Allison,
all right. Do you have any- Coming in. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Harry Styles, As It Was.
You know,
the drummer's trying to make that upbeat, but it's just like he can't do it.
It's also kind of it's also kind of sad.
Hey, Star, you sent me the greatest thing. It was Simon Cowell as he's putting One Direction together with Nicole Scherzinger. That's odd. I totally forgot that it was put together by one of the Pussycat Dolls live on the show. But he was, as soon as he picked Lewis, or was it Liam? I've always gotten confused because I say they're the scrubs of the group. They're the background guys. But as soon as he picked that guy, you can hear him on mic saying that guy thinks he's better than all the other ones.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's like, this guy thinks he's better than all of these
incredible.
Others.
I mean, it's like Joey Fatone finding out that Joey Fatone thought he was better than Timberlake. It's like he just thought he's happy to be in the crew. I mean, that's I've been calling those guys out for years about who are those other two? What are they even doing there? And then that guy, he started out thinking it was all about him. And that was really a wild one.
That footage is fascinating. Like I had some people, I was showing it around and they were like, what's interesting about that? Yeah, I don't know. Isn't that just how things are done?
Backstory, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, nobody knew. It was like the very beginning.
Right. But it's very interesting.
Nobody knew.
Now because I just very strongly had it like there's three guys in this band and then there's two guys that should just be back there holding coats.
Yeah.
But it is crazy anytime you see like it's like over the shoulder camera footage, like almost in a commercial break where they're making these choices that change the whole thing.
Yeah, it's very casual.
You know? It's like if you had camera footage over, you know, Lauren Michaels' shoulder when he's picking the first SNL cast or something. But it's like if he did that in like 2 minutes,
right?
Just going, oh, this guy, he looks good. Put him in that pile.
Yeah.
You know, put him in that pile. Oh, that guy thinks he's the best.
You know, even they probably were like, well, yeah, we don't know if this is going to work at all. So just like this guy, that guy.
And you see them, they do say 100% for Harry Styles, or like they all agree he's great. But they don't quite put an emphasis on him or anything. Mm-hmm. They're just like, oh, yeah, he's cute. Like, put him in the group.
Wow. Wild stuff. All right, what's coming up next?
All right, coming in at number two, we're running up that hill, Kate Bush.
It's like grad school music, like, oh, I'm dating this girl. She's studying string theory. I don't know.
I feel like Kate Bush to me is like what people who think they like
the
cool,
arts.
Weird music.
Yes. Great point. It signifies that I like a headier type of entertainment.
But it's like she's still fairly mainstream and not really that like.
Yeah, she's not avant-garde. Anymore.
It's like saying you like Adele, I feel. Like she was kind of like the Adele of her day in a way.
She signifies, she's like a tattoo. She shows you. She shows that you.
Yeah. She's the Joy Division t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she's perfect for people who don't want to venture out of top 40, but still want to be like an enthusiast.
Yes. Yeah.
And find like where the art is, you know, the real art.
Yeah, but exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a catchy song. Like, I don't hate the song.
No, she is good.
The weird fandom around her just like.
It's too much. She has a 50 Shades of Grey vibe. Like she said, like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like it's faux racy.
Sure, sure, sure. Oh, like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. I was like trying to like talk to, I was almost going to like tweet something or something like cool women who aren't Kate Bush from that era or whatever. I mean, obviously I never did that, but I was looking up Nina Hagen because I had I didn't listen to her in so long, and I was just like reading her Wikipedia, and I used to love Nina, but I did not know she was like an HIV AIDS denialist.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I was like, damn, well, now I can't tweet about her.
Whoa.
yeah.
But she's straight up, she's like one of those people that thinks HIV doesn't give you AIDS.
Whoa.
Yikes.
That was like my brother. You can't get it from banging a chick.
Oh, God. Lee, no.
Oh, no.
What did he know? He's a bartender. Also, what does he know?
Wait, Foo Fighters were AIDS deniers?
They were all, I think they've since backtracked and been like, we were wrong. But for a minute, the Foo Fighters also.
All of the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Well, one of them started it. And then the rest of them were like, yeah, okay, this makes sense.
Wow.
Like one of them recruited. I missed that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think they try to hide it pretty well.
How from strange.
Their story.
Because they came in a time where, I mean, that was just so mainstream, like AIDS science was settled. you know,
like this hardcore was like settled. Early 2000s, I think.
That's crazy.
That is real crazy.
Wow. That's a rare Dave Grohl scandal, if I've ever heard
of one. I'm a Grohl denier. I say you can't you can't get the joy of Nirvana from Dave Grohl.
he never really played those drums. Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Steve Lacy, Bad Habit.
I bite my tongue, it's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah.
It's like Blink 182.
I've never heard this before.
It's brand new.
Hmm.
It came out last week.
Wow. And it's already like number two? Splash.
Number one.
Number one?
There was a lot of anticipation.
No, he's big.
Who is this?
Steve Lacy from this band called The Internet.
Okay.
It's like, it's going to be, I mean, that could be arguably
is it about
one
to blow
of the
up
songs
on TikTok?
Of some, yeah, it's like, it's very just... I feel like when they look back at this year, that'll be like one of the songs. It just feels like a new sort of
really
it's sort era. Of it's bringing that thing for the last couple of years, like pop punk and hip hop have been combining in this funny way. And this feels like the culmination of that.
Yeah, it's one. Yeah, it's definitely one of the fusion concoctions of this era.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Interesting. It is interesting stuff. We're witnessing
history.
I don't know. Yeah, some
history
kind of history is happening.
It is history for sure. that was number one.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get off the music chart, I want to send you all out to check out this band called Rage Against the Machine. They're in Buffalo tonight. They'll be in Cleveland and Raleigh later on in the week. My nephew is doing the visuals for it. So I've sending him texts like just to kind of mess with him because I know he's like intensely, you know, busy and stuff like that. But I'll hit him with these stupid texts. Like I was asking him in Toronto, like how many Drake songs did Rage Against the Machine cover and stuff like that. And then
I've seen some TikTok footage of this tour and it looks great.
It's great. Yeah, like it looks great. Killing. He said it's epic. And this guy ran on stage in Toronto and the security tried to tackle him, but he wound up knocking Tom Morello off the stage.
I saw that.
Zach's already got the Achilles injury. I mean, they didn't need another injury. So shout out to my nephew for holding them down.
Wow. Yeah. Shout out.
They're really like, they're paying the price. They're protesting on stage, but they're getting bad and, you know, banged up like they were
getting banged up. And then
on the streets
today, they roll into Buffalo. They're, KeyBank Arena tonight. My nephews probably took them down to Bill's training camp, opening up. They're probably hanging out there all day, getting their game face on, getting, you know, psych himself up against injury.
They're one of those bands that'll be interesting to watch as they go into old age, you know, like deeper into old age. Like, can you imagine Zach when he's, you know, 70 something? Fuck you. I won't do what you tell
me. He's yelling at his Achilles. I won't do, yeah. I won't not get up on you.
Dude, right. Tom Morello is like already the king of Sirius XM.
Is he?
He's got like four shows on that thing.
Damn.
Probably maybe more.
Right on.
His future's laid out for him.
It's exciting.
He has a great voice for that, you know? And he's like a smart Harvard guy. It kind of makes sense.
He'll probably wind up taking over some of Little Steven's programs.
Yeah.
He'll fold it all up into one thing. Fold it
all in. Just the Tom Morello 13-hour.
Tom Morello's Garage.
Morelloville. Yeah.
Right on. All right. We'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm right here with my guest, Allison Stevenson, and
Brad Morris.
And this is The Movies Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
Let's see what's back. I haven't seen a movie in the last week. I'm going to apologize to our listeners. I usually keep up. Wow. And this week, no visits to the Cineplex. I like
that. Are you an A-lister?
A-lister? How do you mean?
The AMC Stubbs thing?
Oh, no. You know what? I was a special... VIP AMC for a while. So I never got into the whole rewards, movie, phone, whatever everybody was doing.
Yeah, the Chartists sent us those AMC passes.
Yeah.
One of the greatest gifts.
It's great. About 4 or 5 years in a row. Shout out to Hank and the gang. And
nice.
Now I keep them as ephemera from the movie era.
All right. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Top Gun Maverick.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Who charted?
Who charted?
I should really sample that 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
We need a new theme song someday.
Tom Cruise plays a guy who wants to do his own countdown show.
We got Tom Cruise. To
He's
got to
live up to the ghost of Casey Kasem. Can he do it? Top Gun chart.
Yeah, I mean, the Top Gun covered it for months at this point on the charts. Still haven't seen it, though.
I have not
Still
seen
Still want
it.
To.
No, we're holding out. I don't know that... like, I feel like a lot of people are going to go back 3 and 4 times, but then like our layer of people, like Tom's dream is going to die. We're just not going to see it on the big screen. Like that was his whole thing. Yeah. This just got to be big screen. But I think certain of us are just not going back.
I feel that slipping away from me. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to fulfill Tom's dream. Sorry, Tom.
It's true. You're okay with this? Do you travel a lot? Is that how you get the flight bug out of your system, as opposed to going to this movie?
No.
All right, coming in at number 4.
Number 4. Where do the crawdads sing?
They never saw me.
I have like you. Heard the tall tales told about the marsh girl.
That sounded exactly like the moment in the theater where I tune out and go, maybe I'll just go home. No, I came all the way down here. I still get some raisinettes left. It's that quiet.
It's amazing moment. How fast you can reach that point.
I just pictured, I was like, sitting, I go looking around, I go, there's only three people in here. It's noon on a Tuesday. What am I doing here?
There's a weird thing now I've noticed on both of these trailers where there's like an opening splash and it says something like, trailer starts now, and then it goes into the trailer.
Interesting.
I'm like, why are they? I know what I clicked on.
Yeah,
like,
why
I
don't is
need
that?
You to introduce the trailer.
Maybe it's because like everything's a commercial now.
Blends all together.
Everything. Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, the trailer has to tell you that it's a trailer so you don't think it's a commercial, even though it is a commercial still.
Right. I mean, Pornhub's been doing that for years, right?
Little opening logo.
Yeah, then they go,
Porn's always ahead of the game.
Yeah.
In every aspect.
They sure do. Early adapters.
Yeah, they got on Blu-rays first. DVDs, right?
What'd they do to Blu-rays?
They helped Blu-ray. Choose the Blu-ray.
The first Blu-ray was very Ray good. Getting blown.
Blu-ray.
That's why it's called Blu-ray.
Everybody loves Blu-ray.
I hate that I said that.
No, but remember the HD DVD versus Blu-ray wars?
Yeah.
And also Beta Max versus VHS. Like porn is what helped, drive the decision we all finally made. And then DVDs too. I'm pretty sure they helped like blow up that technology.
Right.
Different, you know, you could change chapters and camera angles and stuff.
Brought it home to the mainstream.
That word's on the delay.
Sorry, this huge truck just went by.
Okay. Zoom casting. Okay, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Minions, Rise of Gru.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, yes, yes. Good night.
Good night!
No!
Minions, there are a lot of other villains in the world. But I am going to be a super villain.
This world is mine for the taking. Hey, kids are still out there. They need entertainment.
I don't even think it's kids at this point watch this movie.
You think adults?
Isn't it like,
yeah.
Isn't that
it's
a
like
thing?
Millennials.
Really?
It's kind of like the new Shrek, I think. Where?
Oh, yeah. This is the one where all the teens are going to it in suits.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
all
the suits
dressing
thing.
Up.
Right. That is funny. I do like that. They need something to do.
Yeah.
Staves off the boredom.
They're an interesting
and movie
generation.
Theaters are like, movie theaters are like, don't do that, which is like, why do you care? It's like people are paying to see the movie. Like,
yeah. What was up with that? Maybe the teen, maybe the boys are like causing a ruckus or.
Oh, they're getting unruly. They're filming too many TikToks because they got their suits on.
Maybe.
True.
They could be disrupting
but I agree,
the
like,
presentation.
They should be happy that they're getting the business.
Right.
You know? I can't imagine they're all going at the same time as the little kids.
Right, yeah, there's different nighttime screenings.
Yeah.
Put the little kids in a tuxedo or whatever. Let them join.
Let them go in one of those body suits that you see on Pornhub.
Body suits? What are you watching?
I guess that's Jeep Hub. When they cosplay and they got those weird spandex suits, you've seen that. Yeah. They got like a superhero suit on, but they're a squirrel or something.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
All you gotta do is hit cosplay, and the first thing that comes up is like, is that a Pokemon or is that a superhero? Right. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
The specific, though, of the Superman.
It's got like a laser gun, but it's also got a furry tail sticking out of its ass. I mean,
a furry that's cosplaying as a superhero. That's what.
Is that what that is?
That's
I thought it was like,
hearing.
You know, they had biker mice from Mars, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then when the cosplay came out, I was like, oh, it's that. It's like you could be a dog, but then you also have like laser vision or like it's just superhero shit.
I don't know.
This is the pandemic coming out. This is a pandemic experience.
I can't believe one man. These two are fronting on me big time.
I'm not.
Just go to Pornhub and hit cosplay, and then the first thing you
I would never do that.
Maybe it's just a verbal thing to hear it put to words. It's hard to calculate.
These two are gaslighting me big time. Right now. Don't know what cosplay is.
No one does that.
I know what cosplay is. The specifics are just scrambling me. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Marvel Studios, Thor, Love and Thunder.
Kids, get the popcorn out. Let me tell you the story of the space.
Even that right there, they're signaling to you like, yeah, this trailer has started.
It's like, wow. Wonder what psychological
the market research for that. I wonder what that's about, because it's like, you know, they started a long time ago where like they don't even really let you see the end credits of a TV show. They just like make it go real fast and seg into something else.
Yeah.
This seems like the opposite of that. They're like, they want to break your attention, you know?
Right. Well, it's like, remember when they used to talk about subliminal messaging?
Yeah.
Well, now it's just overt. They're going, hey, you want some popcorn right now. Mm. Trailer's about to start.
Right. Like it's got to cut through.
Yeah.
You're horny for a squirrel with laser vision right now. We just say it on the
get ready
on Pornhub.
Yeah. My favorite thing there was Man, we released like a joke version, like almost like we leaked our own song, but we put it on Pornhub. Because that was like a good place to host it. Mm-hmm. But then the funny thing was if you went to look at it, they would put in those automatically inserted ads or those little breaks. And it'd be like, see if you can make it through this whole thing. You're just going to explode with pleasure.
Right. This song, once this song hits the chorus, you're done.
Yeah, I don't know. I think... the Thors, it seems big and I guess funny and comedic, but it's not hitting me right. I don't know.
Oh,
it seems
you guys,
too much.
It's time to be real.
Oh, are you doing Be Real?
Yeah.
I just read about this yesterday.
Cypress Hill?
I'm way behind. No, have you heard about this, Howard? Be Real. It's the new social app.
What's it about?
Wow. Allison's deep in it. Look at her. She's completely.
I did it. Yeah.
She's just pausing the whole podcast for this.
I'm so sorry. Wait, you're not going to keep this?
No, we're keeping it. No, this is good because it's a sign of the times.
I did it. I was real. Sorry. I got to be real.
So help us understand.
So I just took a photo. And that's all you do is you literally just take a photo once a day when it tells you to.
The app tells you when to post.
So it goes be real. Like
you get a notification.
Whatever you're doing. And
there's
a timer.
You have like 2 minutes and then you got to take the photo.
So people are going to get caught cheating with that thing.
I mean, you could choose not to. You're not like forced to yet. I could see this getting in the wrong hands and.
This is bad. It's going to cause a lot of problems.
It is like the next stage of, you know, dystopia.
Yeah, like you don't even have your own privacy. We want a picture of you now. You don't decide.
Right now.
You don't curate. Yeah.
But the incentive is...
Very interesting idea.
I don't even really enjoy it.
Yeah. It says you don't get to see what anyone else is doing unless you take a picture right now.
So
that's how they incentivize you to take it.
Wow, that part is really interesting too.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just interesting from like a human psychology.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a reality show. It's like it's going to make people act a certain way. I'll show you my picture to find out what you're really doing. I could see couples breaking up because of it. Why weren't you on Be Real?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Oh,
that you couldn't,
that's true. Why
you couldn't take
you
a photo?
I'm telling you, this one's setting off all
danger.
Kinds of red flags. People could get hurt.
Yeah, this one does feel
Hopefully.
It feels very manipulative.
If you're 14 right now, you don't know where this thing's going to go. You don't
honestly
know
I think it's one of these things that'll actually probably people will be over it in like a month.
Like tell yeah. Like what was the audio one?
Clubhouse.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, like Clubhouse, like all these
the
like
shit out of me. I go to I click yeah. on the this picture, I know this guy, and then I clicked it and then it was five people I know going, "Hey, what's up? What's going on? What are you doing? Where no one?" Holy shit.
It does seem amazing that after all these years of, you know, everyone kind of agreeing, okay, social media really is controlling us too much. It's like causing all these problems. Then a new one comes out that's even more like yeah. right now Ooh. Posts and everyone's like, yay,
yeah,
let's do it.
Well, in a way, yeah. you could see it conversely because it's almost like the anti-Instagram Twitter where it's like right. you're actually less on it. Than you are
it's
on
less,
the other
it's
one.
It's less manicured.
And
it's,
yeah, exactly.
It's less responsibility to think, oh, do I have to post now? It's just like, no, just do it when it tells you.
And everyone just looks like shit, I guess, on it. Like you just take a selfie right
think
where you are.
Just the, how yeah, about exactly. the stress right there? I look so good right now. Why isn't it telling me to take a picture like later yeah, when I
want
to
be real now.
Yeah.
So is it random? Does it just tell
yeah,
you randomly?
It's like
or is
at
it
different times of the day. Okay. And I mean, you can do it late. If you like miss it, you can do it late. But it's like, yeah, you can't do
it's
anything.
It works great in conjunction with Pornhub, you know, and you just, you're mid-sesh, you just snap a pic.
That would be great if every Be Real somebody had was just them watching porn at all yeah. hours of the day.
I want yeah, the Send Dog app where you just got to yell what you're doing. I'm doing yeah.
It's the Clubhouse the Be Real hybrid.
At McDonald's.
Right on.
The Send Dog app.
Nice work. All right. We'll be right back with the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did it better than Spotify. It's possible, gang. It's possible.
And plausible.
And plausible.
Here we go. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Howard's first pick, Jack White. I've got you surrounded. Parentheses with my love. Sounds like Cream.
I got you surrounded. I got you surrounded with my love. Now don't you know me, girl?
There it is.
There you go, switching genres.
And switching guitar pedals.
Yeah. I like it. He's jazzy. There's something different. I like he's exploring different styles on every song. I like that one.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an edit record for sure. I think I have that guitar pedal. And I think it is a Jack White branded guitar pedal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, the Plasma.
Was it sent to you by Third Man Records?
God, I wish. No, I had to pay retail.
Oh, really?
Okay, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my pick. This is Dead Cross with Reign of Error. This is a Mike Patton project. Good hardcore. He just came out. He just did an interview where he talked about becoming an agoraphobic over a pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he canceled all of the Faith No More tour.
Wow.
Mr. Bungle tour.
Really?
Yeah, because of like full on agoraphobia.
Oh, man. Gangs, don't be a summer shut in. Get out there, get down to the beach, talk to a seagull, do what you got to do.
Just get vaxxed, mask up.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's a Rolling Stone interview. It's interesting. He's pretty open about it.
Well, now we got this damn monkey pox popping up.
Seriously.
I'm starting to get it, man.
It's what you get for going outside. Stay in.
Having friends, being social, going outside, all bad stuff.
That's why he's got a new record, because he stayed in, recorded the damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. There's no problem recording.
Yeah. Great content. Don't go out.
All right, coming in number three.
Number three.
Of Allison's pick, this is Lizzo, About Damn Time.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, this could be
fun.
Could be Song of Summer, I think, yeah, for a lot of people.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't listen to any new music. So when he asked me to pick, because I'm like, I only can pick what I hear on TikTok.
I like my favorite part of this song is the
same.
But then also, but specifically on TikTok, when there's like an animal walking funny to that.
Yep.
That's the best.
That's why I picked it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why I said that's the one I want to do.
Dogs love it. Parrots, they all love to dance to this one.
Any like fun little wobbling animal that's got like a nice little skip to its step.
Yeah. The whole song should just be that.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole song is great, but that's like by far the best.
Yes. Yes.
I've seen on the Hub when they cosplay with the furry tail and they're walking around weird to that one.
Deep Hub. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. And also, Howard suggested it too. So we're on the same page with this one. Mm. This is Megadeth Night Stalkers, but featuring Ice-T.
Whoa.
Which is very, very interesting. Here's Ice-T.
Yo, when you hear four MH-47 and Black Hawk helicopters coming in low in the dark at night, loaded with Rangers and Delta Force special ops shooters.
Was he just a character in an action movie?
Yeah, I don't understand it's not even a verse.
No.
It's just like
we've got guys.
It's a voiceover.
Yeah.
Is he in a helicopter?
It's Ice-T. That's all you need.
But was he mid-combat? I don't get the context.
Yeah, no, it's a little confusing. I guess it probably plays into the whole song.
The Night Stalkers thing there.
Yeah, but it's really funny. I mean, it's cool that they're teaming up. You know, they haven't done that before, but Ice-T's done stuff with Anthrax and Body Count.
Mm. What's his band? What are they? I forget.
Body Count.
Oh, it is Body Count. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. And Megadeth was traditionally one of my favorite bands ever. In the last like 15 years, haven't been so good, but they can still, I mean, lay down the guitar riffs. It's crazy. Guitar parts are still just wild.
Sizzling guitar, funny vocals, always to me. I mean, even if you listen to other parts of the song, it's just like, it's got that 13-year-old coming up with lyrics kind of.
Yeah. It's an acquired taste. Rest in peace, the best metal album of all time, in my opinion. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's first pick, Rico Nasty, Black Punk.
There you go. Rico.
She's so good.
Yeah. Aggressive.
Nasty.
Yeah. Her name says it all. The nastiness comes through.
The Rico.
The video also is real grimy.
Grimy stuff. All right. Those are the hot picks. Allison, you tell us a little bit more about this show. 8-4.
Yep, August 4th at the Elysian, 9:30 p.m. It's, I'll say, you know, I'll give your listeners a bit of a, like, I'm kind of saying that it's my big comedy special. I don't know if it's a Vubi TV Plus is not a real streaming platform. I'm breaking the
illusion here. You got to chop that story. You got to chop that.
Oh, you want me
I'm picturing spotlights. I'm picturing Ben and Jen sleeping outside. I'm picturing craziness.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a good... There's going to be a lot of fun elements you probably won't expect. Let's just put it that way. And there will still be stand-up, but it's not purely stand-up.
Okay. What night of the week is that?
Cool.
It's a Thursday.
Oh, they put you on Thursday. It must be good. Ooh. They're not burying you on a Monday or something like that. So check that out. I think you're going up against Rage Against the Machine in Cleveland that night.
Mm,
I don't know if that's going to draw away from your show.
Sure, sure. Probably, actually, yeah.
All right. Check that out. Start. You're about to embark on a big tour with the
That's right. The Comedy Bang Bang Tour. I'll be recording the whole thing, putting out the shows. It'll be a lot of fun. It's basically the entire month of August. So come out and see us. It's going to be great.
Check that out. Are you guys going to be like my brother? Are you going to any NFL training camp towns? I mean, like my nephew. Sorry.
I don't think we're going to have time to check out, you know, the camps.
Okay. But you'll be hitting some of those towns, or are you in like Birmingham? Are you in more of the USFL towns?
I don't know enough about USFL to say.
Oh, okay. But you,
what are some of those towns? Do you want to,
I was just wondering if you're in the NFL towns, you know, Chicago, are you going to be going to New York? Sure. Are you going to be going to Miami?
Oh yeah. We're going all around. We're hitting all the main spots.
Right.
We're going all around the country.
Oh, hit it. Nice. Check out the camps. Get your microphone sign, whatever you comedians bring, and check that out. Also, head on over to Grift Horse. Check that out. What happened?
I'm saying whocharted.com.
Oh, head on over there. Go for it.
Send them over.
Go for it.
Yeah, whochartedpod.com. Sign up. Here, Two Charted every single week. Howard and I are about to record a Two Charted right now after this show.
Not suitable, after dark, behind the scenes. It's the stuff you get off the hub.
That's right. And you gain access to the Discord. It's popping off over there. Come talk to other chartists. Go plot and scheme. Get into trouble.
There you go. Go over to that. And thank you so much for everyone that has gone over. Also, check out the Discord, everybody. That's popping off, too. You could talk about the different things that are going on. Head on over to the Chart Mart. Suggest to one of the cashiers you see over there some products you'd like to see. Maybe some Hooch energy drink. Whatever you'd like, let us know. And we will see you right here next week on Hooch. Charted.